power. God gives His Spirit.
Well, after Jesus went to heaven, His followers were together in a room in Jerusalem, and they were waiting for God's Spirit. At the same time, there was another important religious holiday going on in Jerusalem, and there were Jewish people from all over the world in town. Suddenly, a sound like a violent wind blew through the house, and what looked like flames of fire spread out over each of them. Immediately, they were all filled with God's Spirit and began to speak in other languages. Because of the noise, a large crowd gathered, and they heard the followers of Jesus talking about what God had done. They were amazed and asked, "How can we be hearing them in our own languages?" But others made fun of them and said, "They're drunk." But Peter said, "Listen, everyone, we're not drunk. It's only 9 in the morning. What's happening is what God promised a long time ago. Back then, God said, 'I will pour out my Spirit on all people.'" And then Peter told them the good news about Jesus and how He was the promised Savior. He said, "Jesus proved this by doing all kinds of miracles. And when the religious leaders killed Him with your help, God raised Him back to life according to His plan. We know because we've seen Him alive with our own eyes. All of this proves that Jesus is the promised Savior and that now He's seated in the position of supreme authority." When everyone heard this, they were deeply troubled, and they asked Peter, "What should we do?" Peter said, "Turn away from your sins and turn to God, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive God's Spirit." Well, that day about 3,000 people believed the good news about Jesus and were baptized. And they were added to the group of followers who were being called the church. They listened to the disciples' teachings, and they worshiped and prayed together. They ate together and remembered Jesus' death. And they took care of each other's needs and helped each other. Everyone thought well of Jesus' followers, and every day God kept adding new believers to their group.